About 4 o'clock this morning, I was baptized again. You say, have you been baptized with water? Yes, I have. Weren't you baptized with the Holy Ghost? Yes, I was. I'm going to give you an opportunity while I'm praying this morning. There's a revelation that the Lord gave me this morning. I've been praying in the Spirit about an hour and a half. And he says, I'm about to baptize you in my love. I never read that. I never came upon that. But I know the significance now of I'm going to minister to you about your first love again this morning. Coming into the place of being an apostolic believer. Understanding your divine rights, miracles, signs, and wonders will become easy to you. Instead of something that you have to make extra, it's a part of your life. He said, these signs shall follow you. Not you follow them. Church got it backwards, sort of following the sign. No, the sign's supposed to follow you. But this baptism of love, I tell you, with the things that the Lord been teaching me about his love, runs everything. It's the root of every spiritual attribute, every spiritual activity, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, faith, hope, love, I mean, not love, mercy. All of the attributes of God is functioning by his love. So I know it's new to you. Talking about being baptized with love. Some of your old habit going to leave you. And some things you're trying to get a hold of will come to you. Start heading to the altar right now. Some things you've been trying to get a hold of, your health, your healing, direction from the Lord. I actually got baptized with his love. Baptized with his love. And some of the things that I'll teach you this morning, you'll know why it's necessary to soak your life in the love of God and to live a love-saturated life. Love just coming out you all the time. That's not natural. I'm telling you right now, that's not natural, but I think the church has not enjoyed the benefits and the privileges that God wants us to have as children of God. Because we were not aware enough of love running the whole thing. Places you've been trying to get. Things you've been trying to accomplish. By faith. By confession. By prayer. By praise. Will come to fruition. Because of the divine root of love. Notice the fruit of the Spirit. If you read that text right, it's talking about one attribute of God. It's talking about love. Then from love comes joy, peace, long suffering, goodness. Are you following me? So I think that one of the things he's teaching us now to train us as an apostolic church that every believer can stand their ground. Every believer know how to get a hold of God and get manifestation, creation, and demonstration. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying no little stuff here now. You listen very carefully. Coming up to par. Or, let me say it in a worldly way, being able to play the game right.
Yes,
all right? The church had been behind for a long time, and it's because of the apostolic and the prophetic ministry have not been activated in the body of Christ at large. Now, there are some apostles and the prophets are really doing this work, but it's rare. And so this baptism of love will remove habits. It'll remove any unforgiveness. It will enable you to handle that person who's so nasty, in your life. You might have somebody on a job real nasty. Somebody just, you might have somebody in the house nasty. Just act ugly all the time, you know. This love will enable you to walk through that. Matter of fact, you're going to hear better this morning. When I start ministering, you're going to get your answer quick. Solution. I mean, this is real, children. We're not a sorority. We're not a fraternity. We're the children of God. So right now, if you're ready for it, let's do it. Lift your hands in there. You out there in the television audience, my members by television around the world in different places, this is an apostolic move here that the Lord said he's going to baptize his people fresh in his love. And many, many healing going to take place right now. Many pains going to leave right now. Many problems going to be solved instantly. Children problem, any kind of problem you're having going to be solved. Because the Holy Ghost is about to baptize you in love. Any chip you've had, anything you had on your shoulder going to be knocked off. You ready? Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the early morning hours, you spoke to me and you baptized me with love. Thank you this morning as we stand here at Word of Life and around the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every person under the sound of my voice, this day I ask you to baptize them with your love, that they may soak their soul in your love, soak their bodies in your love, soak their mind in your love, soak their conscience in your love, soak their emotion, the feeling in your love, soak their imagination in your love, soak their memories in your love, soak their will, their desire, and all reason in your love right now. Anything that needs to be handled, we know love cannot fail. So we thank you right now that the difference is being made in every life under the sound of my voice, and this impartation and baptism will be on them the rest of their life. That the Holy Ghost will have free course to show them, to talk to them, to send them, to bring them, to stop them, to start them. Every portion of my voice. Father, I ask you to let them see the difference instantly. Let them see the difference when they're singing this morning. Let them see the difference when the word going forth. Joy unspeakable and full of glory come with this type of baptism. Peace that pass all understanding come with this kind of baptism. Thank you now, Father. Thank you, every person to walk in their meekness so they can inherit the earth. Thank you so much. Everything that's been going wrong now, may your power get a hold of it. May you bless your people this morning. Everyone under the sound of my voice, let them catch a hold. And every way, let them be blessed this morning as you baptize them with your love. And as I minister the word on love, Holy Spirit, open it up clear. He said, hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, in our soul, by the Holy Ghost. And now each person take on a different look at the spirit world. They can see better. They can hear better. They can understand better. And they got wisdom to apply things that you say to them. Thank you for all the dream you've given out here around this altar. Vision people have received. They all have become clear. And we thank you right now this morning. You ain't out of miss. You want us to be happy?
Yes.
You want us to be full of joy?
Yes.
No matter what's going on around us, this is the place we get our relief. And we give you praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Fellowship with somebody and tell them, welcome to the baptism of love. And you may find your seat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This triumphant love identity. The word triumph, you need to get a hold of this. The act, fact, or condition of being victorious. It's talk about victory, talk about conquest. Then it says a significant success, a noteworthy achievement, instant occasion of victory. This triumphant love identity, living in this triumphant love identity. I want to go back to Revelation because the Lord, I'm instructed by the Holy Ghost as an apostle of Jesus Christ to bring the body of Christ back to the reality of the full government of the kingdom of God. You know, we're not local. We're national and international. I got a lot of churches on the mend, thousands of people on this ministry. And I said, I just find me 300 that really would listen and really grow into this thing. We could revolutionize the world. Maybe you one of them. But you have to be teachable and you have to be willing to change some things as the Spirit of God leads you. Let me say it from Revelation, the first seven churches he wrote to in Revelation. I'm going to cover all seven. Look like I'm on his first church for quite some time because it talks about, and I need to read in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. And we're going to talk about this triumphant love identity. In other words, it calls you this identity will cause you to triumph, have victory in every situation. That'd be all right with you?
Yes,
all right. Notice what he says. John in the spirit, and the Lord revealed some things to him. And this, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Everybody see that?
Yes,
no, candlestick mean light. Okay, and in this world of darkness, we need some light, right? Verse 2, I know thy works. Now, why is this? I know thy works. And you might underline works because I'm going to deal with that in a minute. I know thy works. Well, that's a different type of work. Let me deal with it right now. Put a finger there. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Let me deal with the work because it's going to make it more vivid when we get down to trying to get you back to your first love. Works cannot take the place of love. Matter of fact, the works cannot be done significantly without love. You can try to do it. You can try to do it by faith. You can try to do it by speaking the word of God. But yet, if love is not involved, the word is not effective.
Amen.
Your faith is not effective. Hope is not effective. Your witness is not effective if love is not running it. So here, we're talking about works now. Notice what it says here, Paul said in Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto what? I want you to underline under good work, because we're going to different categories here. Under good work. All right. John 14:12 now. That's good work. Now you talk about the greater works. See? A lot of times, John 14:12, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. John 14:12. Very, very. I said to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So there's another work now. He's talking about good work in Ephesians 2:10. Now he talk about greater works here, right? You see that?
Yeah.
Underline greater works. I want you to have that in a few moments because you're going to serve you well. Gonna serve you well. There's one other one. If I get it, there's another one. Verse 2. Go back to Revelation 2. Oh, it's gonna be good this morning. Amen. I got something to say to you. Revelation 2:2. Now I know thy works. So you know about good works. You know about greater works, right? Amen. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how that thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, right? And have borne and had patience, and for my name's sake have labored and have not fainted. Now, verse 4 and 5 is our text. We got to deal with verse 4 and 5. Read verse 4 with me. Nevertheless, all right, I want to emphasize, because thou have left thy first love, because thou have left thy first love, because thou has left thy first love. You see that, right? Uh-huh. All right, now look what the next voice says. What's the first word in the next voice?
Remember.
Remember. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. What? Fallen. With all that good work they're doing, they're still, he said they're fallen. He said, I know your work. I know you're doing. I know you know the lies. But he says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. Even though you're able to do all that, but you're still not where you should be. Because you left your first love. And repent. Now watch the next statement. And do what? Oh, and do the first word. So it might be a second word. And a third word. The greater work is not the first word. The good work is not the first word. The first work is love. Thy first love, which is him himself, you see. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. So he said repent twice, didn't it? Now listen very carefully. We'll talk about this triumphant love. I'm going to show you our inner love in a few moments. Been reading that scripture many years. But that scripture actually is talking about love. But here I want to say a few things for you. I want you to write it down. You and I are called in Christ to make marks that can't be erased. Love, the love of God, will cause you to make marks that cannot be erased. Permanent, eternal mark, divine mark, supernatural marks. God will cause you to do that in your life when you're functioning in love. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Listen, number two, all limitations lying in my life can now be crossed. All limitation line that may have been drawn in your life for a long time, but with this message, you're going to cross that line. There's no restriction. There's no limit on one who knows how to walk in the love of God. Let me say that again, man. There's not much enthusiasm here, but there's no limit. You see, I'm not, no limit. I didn't say gimmick. I'm talking about God. There's no limit to those who walk in God's love. There's nothing and nobody strong enough to stop you.
Amen.
Not even the devil himself. Are you following me?
Yes,
so you can cross that line now. And in this understanding of triumphant, your triumphant love identity, but the Bible says God is love. The revelation of all possibilities is in the understanding of my love-given identity. I done said three things can call Jesus back here, and it's The revelation.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you where we are. Let me tell you where we are. My visitor, let me tell you where we are. Let me tell you where the church is. The church been in two stages for a long time. They've been in the stage of reason and emotion. Reason and emotion. And reason, after they get to leave reason, they get the emotion and they think they got it. They feel good. They run around flapping their arm. But yet we don't have the success rate, the victory rate that we should have if you got it. So let me tell you now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ and as the pastor of this church, emotion ain't going to get it. Not when you're in a real fight. You're going to need more than emotion. You're going to need more than I feel good. You're going to need more than that. In a real fight, you're going to have to know how to use the sword of the Spirit. You're going to know how to be led by the Spirit. Are you following me? And so the stage that the church should get to, I got to bring it to hell, whether I be popular or unpopular. The church need to go to reality. Don't stop at emotion. Don't just make you happy. Don't just hum and make you jump up and all y'all come toward the altar. Then you go home and can't fight. In life, things rise up. You can't do nothing about it because you've been at the altar jumping. And I believe in jumping too. But I believe that reality needs to set in of who you really are and what you really have on the inside of you, and to be able to use the sword of the Spirit accurately. Not just the I got my Bible. No, start cutting things in victory. Are you following me? And so this triumphant love identity, I want you to see. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. What is this love identity? What make it so powerful? A few questions on who make this love identity possible? Do I have this kind of identity now? How do I access and activate this kind of love identity now? Will it really change my life and everything and everyone around me? Will it really change my life and everything and everyone around me? Am I ready to walk in this unerasable, unlimited, unusual lifestyle? Am I ready for this? Man of God, can you get me ready for this kind of life? I want more than jumping. I want more than just reading scripture. I want to see this power activated in my, talk to me, in my life. You're a child of God, it can happen to you. Just listen, because this love identity is powerful. Love is the most, let me tell you something about love. Love is the highest you can go in the realm of the Spirit. Write that down. Love is the high. Love is higher than faith, higher than hope, higher than mercy. Look, love is higher than the blood of Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, shook it now. Love is higher than the blood of Jesus because love is God, and God the one sent the blood.
Come on.
So good, sir.
Another thing is, the Bible plainly tells us that love is greater than the gifts of the Spirit. Love is greater than the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit come from love, the gift come from love, eternal life come from love, heaven come from love. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the last verse, it says, it tells us love is the most excellent way. You know, the most excellent way means there's nothing top it. It runs everything. So it's bad. You can't study love emotionally. You can't study love just jump. You got to be taught. You got to know what you're dealing with. You're actually dealing with God Himself. Because God is love, and love is His whole identity. God is love, and love is God's whole identity. When you got love, you got all of God. When you got love, you got Genesis to Revelation. Every promise, every blessing, every miracle. When you got God, you got every one of them in his love. Then there, I'll get back here, but then there in that same love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, you need to read it. In the 8th verse it revealed, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That love cannot
fail.
What? More? You want God to tell you.
Yeah.
You got something failing in your life?
Good,
and you're a child of God? Check the love level. Check your love level. Check your love level. Check. Check, because love can't fail. It's in the book. 1 Corinthians 13:8. And then there over in Romans 8:37, it plainly tells us that love makes you more than a conqueror. Well, maybe you didn't get it there. Turn to Romans 8:28. And then turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Let's just have church up here. Turn to Romans 8:28. How many of y'all would lack everything to work out right in your life? It's a love issue. All things, and we know. Now that's the problem right there. And we know. That's why somebody got to get off the bus right there. See? But hear what I'm doing, what I'm aiming at this morning as your man of God, is to put you in them first three words.
Yes, yes, sir. And we know. Thank you, Lord.
And we know. I don't care how I look. I don't care what I'm going through.
Yes.
If I know,
yes,
how it's going to come out.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you're a Jesus person,
yes,
that's the way it should be.
Yes.
You should know that anything seem like it defeating me,
yes,
is only temporary. I'm coming up out of here. See, but you got to be a student. You got to have stuff in you. You got to understand. And we know that, how many things?
All things.
Work together. Why now? Why? Why? Why all things work together? Why? No, not just love. Them that love God. And to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, you had Ephesians chapter 3. I want to show you a prayer Paul prayed, and specifically what that prayer was prayed about. That prayer was your inner strength, your inner power, your inner victory, your inner love built on the inside of you, make you bold,
yes, sir,
make you strong, make you victorious,
yeah,
huh? Happy when things going wrong. Joy in the dark. Because you know you're the light. Huh? See, this love, this help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Before we go to Ephesians, you had Ephesians 3. I want to show you. Go to Romans chapter 5, and you could be in the greatest battle of your life. Let me show you how to whip that thing. And then we'll go to Ephesians 3 and see the inner strength. Roman, right? Anybody ever been in a battle?
Yes, sir.
And the one who didn't raise their hand, you living on Mars or space somewhere. Roman, especially if you're a Christian. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Let me show you. God give us the answer all the time. You ready?
Yes.
Therefore, being justified by what?
Faith.
We have peace with God through who?
Our Lord.
Go to the next verse. Watch what happened now. We're going to go through a battle here. By whom also we have access by what?
Faith.
Where? Into what?
Grace.
It's grace, right?
Yes.
Wherein what we do what?
Stand,
all right? And rejoice in the hope.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Go to the next verse. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes.
And not only so, but we glory. Oh, my goodness. Now, watch this. Watch how this works. What? We glory in tribulation. Ain't nobody on glory in no tribulation. Lest they know something. We glory in tribulation also. Next word. Next what?
Yes, sir.
No. Stupid.
No.
Ignorant.
No.
Guessing.
No.
Wishing.
No.
Oh, big difference, huh?
Yes.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Go to the next verse. You got shout clothes on?
Yes,
all right. And patient experience. And experience hope. Next verse. That's why we shut it down right there. And hope maketh not ashamed. What Romans 1:16 say? To salvation, to deliverance. See, Sam or Sham here. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. See now, a misunderstanding of salvation will mess you up here. Salvation, people think it's talking about going to heaven. No, salvation means health, healing, prosperity, right here, right now. Go back to Romans 5:5. Romans, and hope make it not ashamed. Now why? Because the love of God. The what?
The love of God.
I can't hear you.
The love of God.
What?
The love of God.
Is shed abroad in our heart. Now here where we mess up at. We think hearts is our spirit. It's not. Your spirit already got all it gonna get. He talking about the word heart there means soul. So here, listen. It means that the love of God is shed abroad in my mind. I ain't heard nothing over here. It means that the love of God is shed abroad in my conscience. No matter what I'm going through, I'm conscious of the fact that God loved me and he won't leave me and he'll never forsake me. Right now, right here this morning, whatever you're going through, that love going to enter your conscience and you're going to be conscious of the fact that you can't lose. It looked like you're losing sometimes, but God loved me. I'm coming out of this thing. See, when he said, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart, the love of God is shed abroad in my soul. I even have love in my emotion. I feel it. Now, they always talk about faith, you know, and it's talking about not, don't depend on feeling. I feel it.
Yes.
I feel God love me.
Yes.
I can feel God when he put his hand on me.
Yes.
Man, I ain't going to let this go. He touched me.
Yes.
And made me whole.
Yes.
He's still touching me.
Yes.
You better let him touch you this morning. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Say it. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Every now and then, I need him to touch me. If you've never been touched, this is your morning to get touched. He touches. I feel him. Oh, the old patriarch, you say, I can feel the spirit. I got a feeling somebody here need to be touched this morning. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Let them know they've been in your presence. Y'all don't think I'm here by myself, do you? Oh, no. I got this straight 4 o'clock this morning. 4:30, 5:30. I got that straight this morning. I wasn't going to be here by myself this morning. No, he touched me. He made me whole. You know, I know without faith it's impossible to please God, and I got to operate in faith. But I got a feeling too. I want his love in my emotion. What if the Lord could shed abroad his love, listen, into your imagination? You imagine what would happen to your life? Huh? You got God loving and imagining with you? And who can bring it to pass? Something you might miss, but his love in there telling you, imagine it. No, stop here. Pick this up. I got news for you. We're going to go to Ephesians 3, but I got news for you. The Lord telling me something right now. Get your Bibles. Romans 12 and 2 cannot work without love. You cannot just renew your mind with the word. Your mind can't fully be renewed until it's renewed with love. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now watch what happened, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you use that word perfect, saints, when you use that word perfect, there's only one word that can attest to that word perfect, and that's love. So to renew your mind, you really got to be full of love. See? Because when he said, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, he's saying the love of God is shed abroad in our will. Now look at the end of verse Romans 12, 2. Look at the end. That I might prove his good, acceptable, and perfect will. You can't go perfect without love. You can't go perfect with faith. You can't go perfect with mercy. Because God never said he's mercy. He's merciful. God never said he's faith. He's faithful. But God did say he's love. Everybody on the sound of my voice moving today. If you listen halfway, you're moving. Your life is changing right now. As you understand that perfect love casts out fear. Turn to what? 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy. What is it? 2 Timothy 1:7? 1 Timothy 1:7? About fear? 2 Timothy 1:7, right? Huh? Turn there. You got your Bible? Some of y'all looking at me like y'all don't have a Bible. Well, look up on the board. Thank God we got two ways to get you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. The power in a sound mind can't work without love. That's why he got love in the center. You can't really be fully powerful without love. And you can't fully think right without love. Turn to Isaiah 41:10. You have what love says. Isaiah 41:10. Listen to love talk to you now. Anybody dealing with anything? You have what love says. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will. Ooh, I'm not going to send somebody else. I will strengthen thee. Yeah. I will help thee. Yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my right hand. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell three people I'm not alone. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 now. Ephesians 3. Paul said in the 14th verse, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen very carefully. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Now watch. Be with me now. Be with me. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. All right. Here we go. Inner man. Inner man is not your spirit. Inner man, just like your heart. Inner man is your soul. See, Ephesians 1:3 says he blessed us with all spirits of blessing in heaven and praise in Christ. We already got that in our spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we're a new creature. We got this soul and body to deal with. So he says, I know for years we thought the inner man was a spirit, but he's not. You get it, you get a strong concordance and look up different, you see the Greek word, you'll find out that it's talking about your soul. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your soul, in the inner man. And that's again in your mind. That's again in your conscience. That's again in your emotion. See, all those things are in your soul. Now watch what it says. Watch what he's talking about. And the root of the spirit is love. Everything else, faith, hope, that's fruits.
That's right.
Forgiveness, that's fruit. Grace, that's fruit. Love is the root of all the things of God. That's why your prayer don't work when you're walking out of love. You're all mad and upset, and then you're going to go pray. Then you're going to go read the scripture, and you're going to say, Lord, that's not me, that's him, that's her. No, that's you. I like the illustration Junior used. I guess it's the most appropriate aspect of remembering your first love is when you got saved. Now, some people got saved with no experience. They wasn't led like I led that young lady into Christ, you know, the right way. Some people just got saved. They think they're saved. They think they're saved. When you get saved, you know you're saved. Shoot, I ain't going to hell. You?
No.
I ain't catching a whole lot of hell around here.
No.
So I know how to fight.
Yes,
I know you got to go through some things sometimes. All of us go through some things, but keep going through them.
Yes.
Don't park here. How many times you'll find yourself you park somewhere? Come on, tell the truth. What in the world am I doing here? Keep moving. Watch this revelation. I don't let this revelation pass you. I'm almost through. Watch this revelation. Because if life is not victorious, you're not functioning in your Christian rights. And what the Lord wants to tell you is love. Love is the master of the spirit world. That's why you think people try to upset you all the time? Satan knows if he can get you off key, he can get you angry, get you upset. He knows you're not as powerful as you could be. How many been tricked? Yeah. We got to stop this mess. That's why I'm here teaching you this morning. Oh, I know what that is. He tried to get me to walk out of love now. Be still and know I'm God. Are you following me? How many of y'all following me now? All right, now, this love walk is not an emotional walk. Even though emotion come with it. But you can't be all emotional all the time. You know, praying in tongues, slinging your Bible around. No, you ain't got no love going. You can just put that Bible down and stop praying in tongues and ask the Lord, forgive me. It's triumphant here. It's triumphant. I feel the Holy Ghost. Satan minimized the believer's life by playing down the power and strength of love. Wow. Yeah, you know, because if you don't understand God's love, how strong it is, it got so many weak love in the society we live, you see. And when we think about love, we think about those love. No, we're talking about the most powerful asset that you have from the most powerful God. We're talking about the God kind of love. Jesus kind of love. The Holy Ghost kind of love. Are you following me? You following me? I believe in winning me. I don't believe in just going to church. Just come here somewhere, we had a good time. What? What? What about Monday? Monday, something come could go wrong. You say, I'm walking in love, me. And you think about all the things God said to you today. Yes, sir. My. Watch this now. You got the inner man? You got that straight? Huh? Amen. You still with me? Amen. All right, if you want to get off anytime, just go ahead and get on off because I'm going on with it. Because this is powerful, man. Listen, I want you to see this. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm get back where the inner man at. The inner man was in the 16th verse. You with me? How many of y'all with me? All right. That he would grant you listen, let me talk to you a minute. I'm not humming today. We have had enough hum this year. I want you to know how to win. When you say you from Word of Life Christian Center, I want you to handle yourself a certain way. You understand me? I'm doing this on the basis of how much I love you that we need to know. We don't need to play with this thing. We don't need to traditionalize this thing. We don't need to denominationalize this thing. We don't need to religiousize this thing. We need to handle this thing by the Word of God. And when you walk out of here today, I want you walking out here in the power of love. We got things we got to deal with. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Every day is Sunday. Every day not Sunday. They say, but every day not Sunday. You got Monday. You got Tuesday. I want where you can make Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday better than Friday. Now watch what it says here. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts. How? Now watch what he's talking about. Look at this, children. Look at what he's talking about being strengthened by might in the inner man. What is the might he talking about? That you being rooted and grounded where?
In love.
Well, that's not all he said. Why? May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. What are you talking about? Next verse. Look at the next verse. And to know the love of Christ. Watch what? I am going through something. But I passed the knowledge of that. Look like I'm losing. But I passed the knowledge of that. Look like I got too many against me. But I passed the knowledge of that. I saw the other person went down with the same thing. But I passed the knowledge of that. Nobody never whipped this. But I passed the knowledge of that. All my family went through the same thing. But I passed the knowledge of that. You listening? I don't miss this now. This is from the Holy Ghost. Love surpass facts. It is true I'm going through this. It is true look like I'm not going to get out. And it is true nobody never whooped this. But I pass knowledge. And I pass fact. I got something in me can cause things to happen. I'm looking for a miracle every day. Sign and a wonder. Because I got something in me to stir up miracle. Stir up sign. Stir up wonder. I live a supernatural life. Why? I got supernatural love on the inside of me. Say it. Nothing can stop the supernatural love that's on the inside of me. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Sit down. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Watch what happened now. Watch what being about to be opened up to you right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Watch what happened to you now. Watch what happened. The Holy Ghost, something going to take place right now. Watch what happened. Because of understanding the supernatural root of love that is the master of everything in the spirit realm, your life about to change in a few seconds. Get ready for it now. Because when all the facts have been stacked to this climactic moment, Ephesians 3:20 is the love voice. If you've been trying to get Ephesians 3:20 just by faith, you couldn't get it. Because Ephesians 20 is in a love explanation. And the power to enter that voice is talking about love. Now, unto him. Ephesians 3:20. Now you can go there. Come on, give me Ephesians 3:20 on the boards. I want everybody who if, now unto him. Now this from a love fact. This is from a love seminary. Not cemetery. Seminary. Now I'm trying to get you out the cemetery in your life. You don't have to be dead, you know. If you're not walking in your divine right. Now. Now. Unto him. Ooh, that is able to do. Now it's all because of love now. If you don't understand love, you can't have this voice. Because it's first you say you got to be strengthened in your inner man by this love. You got to know the width, the depth, the height of it, right? Yes. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Yes, all that we ask, wait a minute, we ask or think. Remember what I told you about love? Yes. Huh? Remember Romans 12 too? According to the power that working in us. If the power not working, you can't have this. And if you think the power just faith, you can't have this. This can't happen without love. This can't happen without you understanding love. This is a love voice. Love never fail. Now, unto him that is able. Now, after you understand the depth, the length, and the height of love, after you understand that you got to be strength. Come on, good to the I got to close. Look. Let's go back. I want this thing to hit. Ephesians 3. All right. For this cause, verse 14, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many see that? Yes. And now, look what he said in verse 15. You in the family?
Yes.
All right. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to his riches in glory. The richest attribute in glory. What is it? Woo! The richest attribute in his glory is love. Cause it's rich in glory. Now, to be what? To be strengthened with might. What might? By his spirit in your soul or in the inner man. Now go to the next verse. I'm about to close. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. By faith. But then it goes farther now. Because in Galatians 5, it says faith which worketh by love. Faith can't work without love. Because God is love. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted. I'm not too mechanically inclined. Maybe have somebody here. They got a ground wall, right? Yeah. On things, certain things. What would it be on the ground? The ground wall. Certain things, electricity or something like that. Yeah. If the ground wall is not there, you nothing happening, right? See, now we got to get the ground wall in place. Yeah. Y'all know a whole lot about faith. Y'all know a whole lot about dancing in the spirit. But this love thing runs everything. Do you know what you're in for? Do you know after the day that the Holy Ghost come into your house? Do you know the stagnation and the frustration you've been going through is over? He should have never let you got here this morning. Do you understand that you know that me and love can take care of this? Love make my faith jump. Love make mercy dance. Love make grace show up. Do you know that? You listening at a masterpiece of your Christian life. You will be stronger than you have ever been in your life. Because I prophesied a deeper love relationship between you and God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Love will never let you down. Even when you make a mistake. Love arms there. Come here, come here, come here. Let me hug you before you go into condemnation. Be conscious of the fact that you're not losing. God, do not permit the Hebrew boys to lose. Daniel, Goliath were 9 feet, 6 inches tall. But Daniel had the love of God in a slingshot. Took him out. Love stops fire from burning. Water can't drown you when you're walking in love. Now you're not going to die ahead of time. I don't care what sickness, disease coming. You're going to live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. I receive so. Young man, how strong love is. I don't know. It's strong, man. Ooh, love. This love of God. I don't want y'all to forget that. When you make a mistake, get up and grab love. Love will drag you right on back where you're supposed to be. Now I can claim this voice. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that. Y'all know y'all can ask for a whole lot of stuff. Y'all know y'all know how to act and think. According to the power that works. I'm trying to close, man. According to the power that works. Oh, my God. Yes, my Lord. Have mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody help me up in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Mark chapter 12. How long have I been preaching, Leroy?
3 minutes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are not pinned down at the level what you're on. Nobody can stop you. Know who you are. I don't know who this is for, but it says the past won't last. Something you've been through seems like it's trying to hold you to all your life. But the Lord said, tell you this morning, the past will not last. Whatever you need wiped out can be wiped out right now. By the power. power of love. Whatever you won't forget, whatever you won't leave behind you, right now, right here, this day, it'll never bother you again. Because every time it comes to you, the shield of love is going to be there. Say, nope, can't come here no more. She was under that anointing. He was under that anointing. You can't come here no more. She know better. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Let's make some kind of confession.
Yes.
Let's say something. God, my Father.
God, my Father.
I confess
that I'm made up of love. Your love
is on the inside of me.
Making me stronger
than anything,
anyone,
any group
on the outside of me.
I will walk
the rest of my days
in the power
of your love.
I'm strong.
I'm powerful.
I'm victorious.
I'm joyous.
I'm happy.
I'm blessed.
I'm free.
I'm delivered.
Hallelujah. Did you say everything I said? Huh? Because the Holy Ghost is trying to deliver something to you.
Nay,
in all things,
I'm more than a conqueror.
All things
work together
for good
for me,
because I love God
and
God loves.
Hallelujah.
You believe he loves you?
Huh?
The Bible said, for God so loved the world.
Wow.
He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Will you come this way if you need to accept that love?